help you out there?
It's very nice of you. Could you get the ones in this hand? Thanks. Great. $176, $176, $176.
Where's Madeline?
She's on vacation for a couple of weeks. I'm just the replacement. Would you hold this for just a second? I thought I saw a big envelope in here for $176. I should probably check my bag.
Here, shall we just put these here for the time being?
Thank you very much. You look very familiar to me, but I can't put my finger on it. Do I look familiar to you?
No, I can't say that you do.
Then where would I have seen you?
Well,
I don't forget a face, but sometimes I forget where I saw the face.
Maybe you saw
it. Wait! Let's just check the name. That would be the tip-off. Hobart. Hobart. Hobart, wait. I've got it. You look just like my cousin, Chuck Dagger. He lives in Pittsburgh. Do you know him?
No.
I'm glad I figured that out. That would have bugged me all day. Okie doke. Here's your mail, Mr. Hobart, of number 176 Brook Street. I will see you tomorrow.
Yourself.
Where's Nan?
Beth needed a ride to the mall. Nancy will be right back. Won't you be glad when Beth gets her driver's license?
Are you kidding? My child out there on the roads by herself?
Ah, well, your child asked me if she should look at cars with six-cylinder engines when the time comes.
And she tells us not to worry.
That's nothing. Wait until she tells you not to wait up.
Yeah, Joe warned me about that.
How is Joe?
He's fine. Hey, did you know Sandra Copney when you worked with us?
Oh, yes. I was so happy to leave her behind when I quit.
Well, she's leaving.
For prison.
What was that story? About coffee?
The Battle of the Coffee Maker. She would finish off a pot of coffee and not make more. That is so rude. One day, I reminded her very nicely to make another pot. She said she didn't know how. I offered to teach her. And she told me not to bother, because then she would have to do it. That's when I called her an arrogant little groundhog.
I did.
I said, "You arrogant little groundhog."
Well, the groundhog is leaving. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, hi, Danny. What's up? Oh, yeah? Okay. I'll be right up. Plumbing problem.
Have a good time.
Dripping this morning. It just started.
Is there anything wrong with the water pressure?
Not that I've noticed.
I wouldn't have noticed this except that I'm trying to fall asleep. And the dripping drives me crazy.
Well, it should be simple enough.
We would have fixed it, but it says in the lease not to repair anything ourselves.
That's right.
I feel stupid calling you up for this. But trying to fall asleep, it was all I could hear.
Don't worry. It's nothing a little tightening won't fix. Okay, first I'll take it apart and we'll examine it for cracks.
Is a crack causing it?
We won't know until we check.
Maybe the washer is old or missing.
Maybe, we'll check for that too. Now, is it turning clockwise that untightens it?
From above, counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise. Wait!
What?
What?
Listen, The dripping's gone. It stopped.
No more dripping faucet.
Well, that takes care of that.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
No problem. I'm glad I could help.